The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Here we go for the Brotherhood. We're going to make plays. We're going to play hard. We're going to do what we got to do. O-line, D-line, toughness, 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 toughness.
Hey, Buckeye Nation, welcome to the Buckeye Cast, your only commercial-free Ohio State football podcast. These guys were born and bred in the Buckeye State, and they like to talk Buckeye football and drink bourbon. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcast. Now, pour a drink and pull up a stool. Here's your host, Joe Warwick.
Anyway, what do you bastards got?
All right, we got two shows tonight. Hope you guys are ready. No, for real.
Two-timer. Sweet.
What's up, folks? We're going to hit you twice tonight. Must be nice coming twice. Cold as ice. We're going to do a little defense too deep tonight. And then we're going to hit you up with another episode right after this one on getting ready for the Boat Rowers of Minnesota and a little pregame action there. If we have time, we'll talk. There you go.
Out on the stream.
Yeah. And if we have time, we'll talk about a couple key games nationally in week one. I realize why they call this week zero that just passed. It's because zero people were interested in these games. Nebraska is still Nebraska. Illinois, I don't know. Might be decent. Who knows?
No, I watched it.
Okay.
No.
So anyway, you guys got any bourbon talk to discuss tonight?
No, I picked up a bottle of Legend. I wanted to try that. Sean, I know you said you had it before.
Legend.
Yeah, but not having one right now currently. But looking forward to getting that started.
Both your arms broke. What's wrong with you?
No, I was at a wedding last night, and the house bourbon was Elijah Craig, so. I enjoyed a couple of Elijah Craig's.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're not going to get too fancy when they're giving the shit away. So.
Sure. That's not bad, though.
But it suited me just fine.
Oh, yeah. That's better than
fucking Jack.
You know? Oh, well. What isn't?
Hey, most of the weddings I've been to back home in Tiffin, that's what it was. The house was, you get Jack or Jim.
Yeah, that's true.
Great.
Like that term being black.
There you go. I have this drink recipe I really like, especially when it's still warm out. It's called a bourbon smash. Some people call it a whiskey smash. You can use bourbon or whiskey. Obviously, I'm not a whiskey guy. I'm going to go straight bourbon. And basically, you just muddle some mint leaves and an orange slice.
How do you muddle?
Yeah, you muddle.
What do you use? Do you use the little wood stick to muddle?
I actually have a metal one. So, and metal.
He's got a metal muddler. Look at this little metal muddler over here.
Are you muddling or meddling?
Meddling in a muddle. Listen to him.
All right. So,
metal muddler.
Then add ice, add your bourbon of choice, and then top it off with just a floater of champagne. A lot of people do theirs with some sweetener, like a sugar cube or something like that when they're muddling.
I don't
do extra sugar. I just add a little champagne on top. It's plain sweet. It's good for summertime. It's a little lighter and a little fruity, so keep that in mind.
I'll let you know what my wife thinks of it.
Okay. Camp notes tonight. Thayer Mumford has earned the Blocko jersey, although he can't really wear it, so I don't know what really he's earning other than the honor. So, unfortunately, offensive linemen can't wear single digits for no apparent
reason. Defensive linemen can, but offensive linemen can't.
Right.
Really.
You ever seen one?
No, not that I'm thinking about it. But
there you go.
I don't really understand the rule, but
that anyway. Does suck. And I think that Ohio State ought to institute a new rule because I don't know. I like the Blocko. That's awesome. Coop had it. Coop was the only one to have it, right? This is the second year off.
Yeah. Right.
So, but I want to see it, and I like it. So maybe. To avoid this type of thing happening again, we go with Blocko on offense and a Blocko on defense. That way, at least someone's got it out there on the field. Some years you could have two guys. You could have a receiver, quarterback, whatever. It won't always be a lineman, I wouldn't think.
I don't know. I don't know why we have to listen to these random rules.
I'm sure there was a good reason for that at some point.
Back in the 50s?
But I don't think you're going to mistake Mumford for a wideout.
No, I don't think so either. Or even a tight end, for that matter. So, yeah, it's nice that he gets the honor and everything. And anyway, that's all I really had from the remainder of camp, and now we're getting into to game week. But first, we gotta get into this defensive two deep, and this is just our opinions. So if we're wrong, I don't care. This is an opinion based show. So this is who I want at my two deep. So it might not be who trots out on the field, you know, first snap or whatever. But so let's jump into it, Sean. What do you think? Who do you got starting at your first defensive end position?
At my first defensive end, let me just preface this. So I thought last week's show we were going to do a defensive depth chart. I got that wrong in my head. So I wrote down my whole thing. There it is. And I'm sticking with what I got. Now, I will say that it's not necessarily what I want, but more like what I think it's going to be. But looking at it, it's kind of pretty much what I want also. So anyway, without further ado, I'll go with Zach Harrison as my first defensive end.
All right. Who do you have backing him up?
So, to me, I got basically a rotation backing him up between the two new guys, Sawyer and JT. I think those are the two new guys. I think they'll probably back him up at that spot. Maybe Sawyer's further ahead. I don't know. I think both these guys are going to be tough to keep off the field. But, I mean, not to jump into the other DN spot, but I got Tyreek Smith obviously starting there. I don't think anyone will disagree with those starters. But then I think Javonte, you know, he's been there. He's been making plays for a couple of years now. I think he's going to have the leg up and be the guy in there that'll almost be more of a three-man rotation between those three, and then I feel like Sawyer and JT are splitting the rotating in that fourth spot. It's kind of how I got the DNs playing out.
All right. Jeff, what do you think? You got what's your two deep at DN look like all together?
The exact same. I mean, the same names. I got Tyreek's Zach Harrison, Tyreek Smith, clearly the starters, with the other three rotating in, playing a lot. I don't know of anybody on the edge that would be in that rotation as much as those five. So it's Samus. It's pretty much one of the most for sure positions on our field with our depth.
Yeah,
this is a lock.
I wish we had that Tyler Friday in there.
Yeah, and there would have been it would have been a 6-man rotation, exactly. So Bobby Larry Johnson's feeling the rush to get to make sure JTT and Jack are both. Hey, we're going to need you. Friday's reps are going to have to go to somebody. Mm-hmm. Those two are the next two up. So
Friday's kind of been balling out. I mean, I expected Friday to have a nice year.
And they say Baptiste turned the corner, a big corner this year, and he's legit now. Consistent, so yeah, it's gonna be. I mean, I'll take that 5 against any 5 in the nation, Clemson included. So, big strength of our team, I believe.
Let me remind you of a couple of names we haven't heard in a while: Cormonte Hamilton, Noel Potter, and Darian Henry Young. Last year, these guys all took snaps at DN.
They all got snaps at DN.
Yep. And Noah Potter had 18, Cormonte Hamilton had 16, and Darian Henry Young had 4. Darian Henry Young's probably going to slide down into the D-tackle position.
I thought that when they recruited him. When he signed, because he was high.
I thought they were talking about Potter sliding down, too.
He might. He might very well, but last year these guys lined up at DN.
They said Potter can play both inside and out. And I thought Darian Henry when he was coming in, I thought he was going to play inside. So I was surprised when he was listed at the end. But it makes more sense.
Yeah, it really depends on the depth and how things play out. You know, I mean, we're going to lose 3 guys off of this roster at D tackle.
Right. So I mean, the DN right now, the rotation is probably 5, but you could see 8 or 9 playing time. Sure.
All right. So let's while we're talking inside, let's go inside. I'm going to go with my starters. I'm going at the nose. I'm going Teron Vincent and Haskell Garrett at the 3 technique, and I think they're going to rotate in Mike Hall, the young guy, and of course Antoine Jackson and John Kay's older guys are definitely going to get the bulk of the snaps. Last year, just to look at snaps at D tackle, after you get past Haskell Garrett, the obvious starter there, Antoine was a leader, and then Teron and Cage and Ty Hamilton, Davon's little brother, coming in lowly at snaps. But what do you think, Jeff? How do you see that rotation working?
I believe Teron Vincent will be the start. I think that if he's healthy, his last 2 years he's been struggling with injury after injury. But they love his attitude and they think he's healthy this year. So Teron Vincent, but I think Antoine Jackson's definitely pushing. I think there a lot of those guys they're going to be cross trained at both positions. You know, it seems like every position coach.
Yeah,
with the highest pay is wanting flexibility and knowing, you know, the whole unit knowing all positions. So, Antoine Jackson maybe switching back and forth, you know, resting Haskell, but yeah, I like Teron Vincent too. I thought I liked him a lot when he was a recruit, but just injuries have slowed him. So hopefully he stays healthy.
What do you think, Sean?
Well, I got you flipped. And there's a little explanation to go behind this. So I actually got starting out this first game, I got Haskell Garrett at nose tackle, Teron Vincent at the 3, at D tackle. I think they're both natural D tackles, 3 technique guys. But I think these are your 2 best guys, Garrett and Vincent, and they'll likely be the starters come Thursday night. I think probably as the game, the season certainly, but maybe even the game progresses, Haskell Garrett and Teron Vincent will spell each other at the defensive tackle spot. And that's where I think Antoine Jackson probably plays a bigger role at the nose tackle. And then, you know, the stuff I'm hearing, Jerron Cage has been looking good. Jerron Cage backing him up at the nose tackle. Jackson, though. But I think Garrett probably gets the first snaps there. And I think that that Potter or that Hall would be like third in line. I don't know. You still got Hamilton and Henry Young. Yeah. Kind of a lot of dudes there. Somebody's not going to get some. There's some good things about Hall, but I mean, maybe it's so deep that, you know, he's not going to get a shot this year.
Yeah.
But I think that Potter will get in there a bit.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out over the season. So let's look at linebackers real quick. I think they're going to play three linebackers against Minnesota, but let's...
Really?
Let's not get into that right now. So
I don't even know how to make the defensive depth chart because I don't even know what defense we're playing and bullets and linebackers. Well,
right. So let's...
That's the thing.
Right.
You want to say, give me your 4-3, your 4-3 depth chart, or give me your 4, you know, give me your with your bullet depth chart. I don't know how... Yeah.
Well,
how are you... Because right. I think you could see defense. You could see five or six different types of defense this year.
Definitely.
With the flexibility they have.
The bulk of the teams we play run a spread, but there are your Wisconsins and probably Minnesotas that are probably going to line up with their big old lines and try and run it down your throat, where we're going to bring in three legit linebackers and run a traditional 4-3, right? So, but for the most part...
Our traditional defense the last couple of years with the 4-3
single
high.
But that's not the traditional going forward. Going forward is two linebackers, a bullet, two corners, and a nickel slash cover safety, and then a free, you know, one high safety. So let's go on our linebackers, weak side, middle, and bullet next. Sean, what do you think? Let's start weak side.
I think Taraja, and I think I saw a hashtag, or I don't know if that's his name, on something or whatever, was Maheda. That was pretty, oh. That's
yeah,
pretty cool.
It's
I think Taraja.
His dad said
heard him, captain status. I watched that one interview. I watched him with all the linebackers, and I got to tell you, man, I like that group. The way they present themselves and the way they talk, and I like that group, and I especially like Taraja. So I think he's going to be a staple and a leader on that defense. So to me, without a doubt, it's really the one I feel more comfortable about that one than any of the other ones.
I agree with you there. I'm going to back him up though with Tommy Eichenberg. I think he's going to be. Number two behind Taraja. Jeff, what do you think?
I'm going Taraja Mitchell on weak side for sure. He's definitely earned it. You want the middle too? You want my middle linebacker?
No, we're going just weak side.
Only things back.
Just weak side?
Yeah.
Taraja.
Well, that'll kind of give away who I think starting in the middle.
Lead right in.
So I think they'll end up backing up with Kayvon Pope.
Oh, Pope, huh? Okay.
That's what I got too, Jeff.
That's interesting.
I think Pope backs him up. I know. I mean, you hear so many good things about Eichel. You hear so many good things about all those guys. I just think it's
tough. But I think his backup will be an or. It'll be so-and-so or so-and-so.
Kayvon Pope or... Eichenberg,
yes.
Possibly.
Pope's another guy in that kind of mold of Crowley this year. We haven't heard anything about. Like, is he just another guy? You know, I haven't heard anything about Kayvon Pope.
Right. Yeah, that's the one guy you haven't heard about.
So we'll see.
That's usually not a great sign.
Definitely.
Because you hear glowing reports about a lot of dudes. Like a lot of dudes are getting us super excited.
Right.
You know, because they're big time names and stuff. But yeah, he has not been one.
Yeah.
So
moving to the middle, I got Cody Simon. He has been a little dinged in camp, but who isn't? Seems like everybody's been a little dinged up. And behind him, I'm going Dallas Gant. I realize Dallas Gant is the older of the two, been around a lot longer, but he's actually been out since spring, really into fall camp. He just got back into practice just a couple weeks ago. So that's why I'm going Cody Simon.
I've got the exact same thing. Cody Simon and Dallas Gant. And from what I saw in the interview, what I see, the size of that kid, what I hear from others, the strength, the speed, or whatever, I think Cody Simon is our next guy. It's like world-class linebacker. I think Roger Mitchell's going to be, you know, All-American level. I think Cody Simon's going to be all-world level by the time he leaves Ohio State.
Yeah, he gets those A.J. Hawk comparisons often.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jim?
Yes, I had Cody Simon as starting Mike with Dallas Gant backing him up, hopefully. You know, if Dallas Gant didn't have the injury history that he's had, he would be the starter right now. I think talent-wise, he's good enough to be the starter, but he can't be he's not dependent upon him. He's not available, and that's the best, you know. So the best ability is availability, so. And he can't stay healthy, so he's gonna. If he's healthy, he'll play a lot, though. So definitely, it'll play him a lot. So be hitting on special teams. It seems to me like Eichenberg. I guess I know they want flexibility in the linebackers being able to move around between the two of them, really. But Eichenberg, I always thought would go better as a middle linebacker as well.
I'm with you, Jeff. I thought, you know.
So I don't know if Gant is strictly middle and. If he's can't, you know, can he move enough to play weak side? I don't know. So I mean, we have no idea who's how much they're working each side.
This is just our opinion, from afar.
So I think Cody Simon and Tarajan Mitchell have earned, and those are the two linebackers I want to see on the field when we're in our upper traditional two.
Yeah. We're still waiting on fucking a decision on Nateote from USC, the transfer, and
yeah.
Reed Carico is another name that, you know, can be considered in there. I don't know if I put him in the too deep just yet, but
I got my boy Steel Chambers sneaking in there. I hear nice things about Steel.
Yeah.
I think if we were running last year's defense, it would be Taraja, Cody Simon, and Dallas Gant. It'd be those three guys on the field.
Sean, I would put him in the mix for a starting position had he not flipped positions to running back. I think if he were still coming in as a linebacker and staying with linebacker to this point, I think I'd have him in the mix.
Oh, I think he'd definitely be in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember the story of why or you know who decided if it was the coaches really thought he was going to be a better running back than linebacker, but
well, he
was all stated.
I mean, could he fit that bullet position?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he's. I don't know his exact size. He's like 230, 220. So if he's fast enough, yeah. So the bullet. So this is the position. Basically, this was Pete Werner last year. He just was a big, like, oversized bullet. Exactly. But he looked like a linebacker. So my guy, Craig Young, is the bullet. I think he is, like, the perfect epitome of what they want out of that position. What do you guys think, Sean?
No, I agree. That's been your boy all along. I think it's. I mean, you hear a lot of talk about Hickman also, who I think will do well, and I think either one of them is going to do well. But Craig Young, to me, I don't know. Just the stuff that I hear them saying is a lot like Cody Simon. Like this, Craig Young might be off the charts good, and I'm willing to see it.
Who do you have backing him up then?
Oh, I got Hickman then backing him up.
Oh,
I think a lot of people are even saying Hickman might have that starting spot. And like I said, I don't think we can go wrong either way. But I guess it's probably Young's, especially if you think Minnesota's going to come out more run. I think Young's your better option to stop the run, and I think Hickman would probably be your better option to stop the pass at this point. But think the upside on Young's better.
I don't know. My guy Craig Young is runs a 10.8/100. He's about 6'4", 225.
That's not bad.
6'4", 225 at that.
He's
played linebacker, and where Heckman's played safety, and it's just a different angle and a different hips and different all that stuff. So covering people ain't just about speed either.
And that's what I'm saying is, I think, like you said, I don't know why you said Heckman would be better played against Minnesota.
I didn't. I said Young would be the play against Minnesota.
Okay. What do you think, Jeff?
No, I agree. Same too. I haven't seen Craig Young play, but everybody they say he's the prototype. You know, the people that the insiders and stuff, they gush over Craig Young every chance they get. So he seems to be prototype. He grew an inch since he's gotten here to Columbus. He was 6'3" when he came in.
Right.
They were sitting the other day, and he's up to 6'4" now. So 6'4", 222, something like that.
You ain't got to lie, like, Craig.
I mean, on defense, but, I got to think Cody Simon and Craig Young are the two most bragged about guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
Well, let me finish my 2D at the bullet with the most talked about guy, the hardest worker on the team, confirmed by the trainers. My guy, Court Williams. Court with a K. I got him backing up Craig Young at the bullet. This guy, did you see his interview? This guy has like Raekwon McMillan written all over him, man. This guy is just level-headed, smart, and I just feel like he's just dying to get on the field. No love for Court?
I have no idea. We're not totally up to date on his health, you know, and where he's at as far as recovery and you know, how ready he is.
He's good to go.
At 100%. He's clear. He's 100%.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard a ton about him.
Okay. Well, that's different than the last thing I had probably a week ago. So, I mean, we haven't seen him. We haven't seen him on the field. I mean, the way they talk about him, I definitely want to see it. If Ryan Day is bringing his name out like the first week of camp, and then all the way through, he always mentions Court. Yeah, I'd like to see him on the field, but I didn't think he was healthy. I heard a guy at one podcast say he opening game Minnesota, he had Heckman and Young. He said, but for the Big Ten championship game starting, he would have Court Williams starting by then. So he said by the end of the season, Court Williams would be ready to take starting spot there. So he he had it played out like Craig, you know, Young's ahead right now, but Court, once he's ready, will be, you know, the end all be all of that position. But they say Craig Young's the prototype. He's the size, the athletic ability, everything that they want for that position. So we'll see what this defense, you know, the scheme does for that type of player. It's exciting. Something new. It's the only thing really, you know, it's something new to watch on defense.
The only thing is, I feel like we've been talking about the bullet position for like 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
And we don't ever run it. So I know we're talking about this year. I know that people want to practice save that we're running that, but until I see the shit on the football field, I don't even know what it is.
You got to have a guy that makes the play. If you have a fucking Tyrann Mathieu, then you're like, oh, yeah, look at this scheme. How does something nobody's ever...
Does he like to wear a strong side linebacker?
Think of like Darren Lee. Just a walkout linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah, but in a lot of cases, it could look like just a regular 4-3 strong side linebacker. But you're playing more to the formation, so you know, say two receivers to the wide side, you now have a walkout bullet plus you two defensive backs on receiver.
So yeah, let's get to the corners here. Go ahead, Jeff. I'll let you lead this one off.
Well, I heard just today that Cam Brown is 100% healthy. So I am going to say Cam Brown will take back his starting position that he lost due to injury. and joined Seven Banks, starting corner.
They said he ran a 4.37 in fall camp.
Really? Yeah, that's not bad either.
I'd say that's back. Is that back?
Yeah. I ripped my Achilles, now I'm faster, Jack. I'm a huge Cam Brown fan. Been rooting for him. I'm amazed that his recovery is at the point it is right now. It just blows my mind. He tore his Achilles. Those two are my starters. Backing up them, whatever health wise they go with, Legend Cavazos, Cam Martinez. Ryan Watts. However they run their, they're going to be in three corners a lot, I think. Ryan Watts is going to be on the field a lot.
No, they're going corner, then nickel/cover safety. The nickel cover safety is like Marcus Williamson and Lathan Ransom type.
Right. Yeah. I know. So if we're strictly hanging on two corners at a time, you're looking at Seven and Cam when they're resting or getting a blow or whatever.
Yeah.
I think you have Ryan Watts on the field and Denzel Burke. Freshman. Those are the names that I've been hearing the most about and really talking glowingly about.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Sean? You got that same rotation?
Well, I certainly got Banks and Brown. They seem like the two guys that are going to be out there. I'm with you on Watts, probably third guy in there, however they do that. And as of late, I feel like you're getting more Denzel Burkhite, but I also feel like Hancock and Johnson have been getting their fair share of hype. I don't know if they're quite ready yet, but you know the stuff I read is they're battling with the dudes on offense and they're holding their own. So I wouldn't mind seeing some of these freshmen get on that too deep and get some decent minutes. Mm-hmm. Maybe the third to go in, maybe not second yet, but. Lots of talent, just none of it's proven. I mean, Banks needs to pick it up, and Cam, I got high hopes for him, but we ain't seen him play a bunch either.
Right. He was injured, second game of the year, and Seven Banks was out a large part of fall camp with injuries. I am a little upset with you guys right now because I set you up on a tee, and you both missed it.
I know what you're saying. I know it.
You guys both completely whiffed.
Run DMC?
Yeah.
How is he not in your 2D?
Oh, I forgot. I told you this is what I think is going to happen. What I want to happen, I want Run DMC to be a starting corner.
Oh, yeah, right. For sure. I'm picturing how I think it's going to play out. I would love to see DeMario Call play corner. I'd love to see him play corner.
If you were to break this down, and when we go into a nickel situation, like a pure nickel, I had McCall being...
Your third guy in, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I hope he does play. I hope we do get him. I would just be exciting to watch him play a corner and see if it gets any worse than it did on offense.
or on special teams. As long as the guy, I think he would be a nasty man-to-man guy. As long as the guy doesn't totally off physically, like not on some 6'4" guy. But if there's a 5'11" speedy receiver or something, I'll put Run DMC on that guy. It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Guy like that.
Well, they said the one day he had a hard time with practice, Marvin Harrison got him twice in the red zone, over the top, lost.
Don't put him on that guy. Do not put him on that guy.
It's a 6-8-inch difference.
Yeah. With ball skills, right. And experience. Right. And you're playing college receiver? Yeah, my first year playing college DB. Here we go.
To finish my point on the corners, I'm going Seven, Cam, Denzel, and Watts for my rotation of four.
Yeah.
And that's before garbage time. Garbage time, empty the bench. Anyways, so we got two safety spots.
And you're
going
to need more.
Yeah. We got two safety spots, injuries, and there's a lot of guys in this mix.
So we got the
nickel/cover safety, which will basically be the guy covering the slot receiver. Okay. And then you got the free safety, which will be your deep man. Josh Proctor is who I got. I guess Bryson Shaw is going to be backing him up. Not sure how great I feel about that. And then at my nickel slash cover safety, I'm going Ransom. Really impressed with what he showed last year, especially against Clemson. And then Marcus Williamson. I think Ransom gets the start over Williamson. What do you think, Sean? Other guys you can throw into that mix are Cam Martinez. He's also...
Well, that's actually, looking at my sheet that I did last week, I've actually got Williamson getting that start. And not only that, but I got Martinez coming in.
Okay.
I didn't put Ransom on here. Sorry, I just got to go with what's on the paper, man. I don't know. I know they're talking about this Ransom some lately. I've always been a big Cam Martinez fan. I think that kid brings it. But I got kind of a crush on that Cam Martinez. I always wanted him to do well. Marcus, I don't even love Marcus Williamson that much, but the guy's been there. I think he'll get the start. Could be Ransom that comes in after him or Martinez. But I think Williamson, just, what is he, a fifth-year senior? I think he's getting the start.
Yeah, right. Jeff, what do you got?
Marcus Williamson came in and was it 17?
Yeah, 17 class.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I don't think Ryan Day's playing favorites with the older guys. I think Latham Ransom. Ransom is the answer with Proctor. I mean, that seems to be a pretty much no-brainer. So Marcus Williamson in the rotation, sure. But yeah, Cam Martinez and Bryce Shaw. That's it. I mean, there's nobody else is going to be really seeing the field, I don't think, outside of those names.
Yeah.
I can't picture anybody unless there's some crazy.
Athletes. You got a bunch of freshmen down there that haven't even been talked about, like Kalen Johnson and Andre Turrentine and shit.
Yeah, and those guys, I mean, you're going to see, you probably see some of those names on special teams if they're really workers and stuff, you know, but we're not going to be in the play in like four different safeties, you know, or four deep on the cover safety.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get to that point. I mean, you know, except when it's, you know, third and, you know, third teams on third teams late in games or whatever.
All right. Yeah, that's what
we're pretty much all agreeing on the mm-hmm. on the guys. We might have a few more snaps than the other.
Right. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see, especially when we get into garbage time with a full season, a regular, 12-game season, regular season, and plus playoff games. You know, how many guys get snaps and who really gets those snaps late in the season. And of course, injuries are always going to play a part. So. We'll see how that plays out.
A few of these guys on our group are going to go down at some point or be next up and not play. Most of these guys that we've talked about today are going to get serious playing time.
Yeah. All right, boys. Great show. We'll be hitting you up next. Please stay tuned. Come back. We got another episode coming right after this one.